Africa.
Oh shit!
You know, you really would might turn on.
Hey, there we go.
Hey,
I had this cool.
You're like going all like, you know, you're listening to Stacks and Wax and Crazy Max. Ah,
yeah.
And you don't have a mic on.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Well, no, that was
someone played a prank on me.
No one played a prank on you. No.
Looking at this link you submitted.
You know, you like that link. I know you do.
I like it because it's so funny.
I mean, when I ran across it, I'm like, this has to be posted.
Okay, check this out, everybody. This is a link off the website. I was looking at this earlier today. I didn't get much of a chance to look at it, so I'm kind of cruising right now.
The link off SpankWagon.net. By the way, you're listening to SpankWagon Radio.
SpankWagon Radio, available at SpankWagon.net and other fine affiliates located across the world.
You know, you could have just said in other fine affiliates and you would have been just fine.
Yeah, I know, but I want to make it seem like we're all global up in this piece.
We're all global up in up in this piece. You're way too Caucasian for that shit.
I consider Canada to be global.
Oh, okay. I consider Canada to be
expensive. We once had a listener from Guam.
Yeah, we did have a listener from Guam once. I forgot about that. Anywho.
Look at this site. It's a site for locating Elvis impersonator in your area.
Read. Go back to the wagon, just so you can read off the actual topic, so people can know what they're talking about. By the way, when you go to spankwagon.net, of course, we have the aggregate news and stuff that you guys submit, or I just get tired of waiting for people to submit, and I do it.
Right. So you are a redneck sitting at home, and you realize that you want to book a big party, but you need food, space for the party, and, of course, entertainment. Well, if you're a true American, you know that you want to see Elvis. But due to him passing away on a toilet, you have to get the second best thing, an impersonator. So you wonder, where in the world, job on spelling where, in the world can I get an Elvis impersonator?
Redneck, remember?
Your hunt is over. Check out the database of Elvis based on state and cities. Well, that's very interesting.
It's Elvis's based on state and cities.
Elvi.
But yeah, it's actually, it cuts like all 50 states and it has like a few major cities in each state.
Wow, let's see. Where are you closer to, Davenport or Des Moines?
Middle way. Actually, I'm between Davenport and Des Moines. Both are about 2.5 hours to a drive, so pick one. Go to the state capital, Des Moines.
Okay, let's see. How many Elvi are there in Des Moines? Apparently a shitload.
Damn, there is. And none of them all that good.
Mario Manzini. He's an escape artist, an illusionist, and an Elvis impersonator.
Elvis has left the little box with handcuffs, tied up in a straitjacket.
Oh, that's just a lovely pose of this guy right here.
I think he's wearing a helmet. I mean, one of those, like, flying Elvi helmets.
Oh, he's the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, because he's an illusionist.
Movie stars Isaac Hayes and Kurt Russell. I always love it when people have to name drop in their own personal photos. I've seen that on IMDb, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now it's Elvis in a basket, only this time it looks like the Jiffy Lube guy going on a picnic. This shit, oh, Elvis.
Hey, a fire-eating Elvis.
Now Elvis is upside down in tights with a rope on fire trying to escape.
Hey, isn't that the one that everybody sees?
Whoa, I didn't need to see that, dude.
Yeek.
I'm pretty sure that picture of her is out of focus for a reason. Elvis in a milk can, wow. Nothing but pure cream and fat. Dude, this is like...
Lame.
Dude,
but you gotta admit, it's an interesting mix. It's an interesting mix of two different genres. You know, you have your sort of circus sideshow and your Elvi. I highly doubt he sings, though. I don't know why, but I get the definite impression he does not sing.
I love this. Danny Spinoza was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. He grew up in Graceland Subdivision behind the Graceland Mansion. And had many encounters with Elvis himself. So somehow that's supposed to convince me to hire him.
Well, you know, he's a personal friend, lawn boy.
I just love these. I love the pictures of this right here because it's like, you know, I have an ego, of course. I mean, that's undisputed. But these people, dude, to think that they actually like look like Elvis, man. Like, that does not look like Elvis.
I don't think a lot of the Elvis impersonators are trying to look like Elvis. I mean, as so much as capture the gimmick.
Oh, that's nice, dude. Moose knuckles.
As so much as they're trying to capture the gimmick and maybe be able to sing. It's the
voice. Oh, what? Dude.
The hell is this bondage, Elvis? This is if Elvis actually lived into the 80s, Elvis.
God damn, Jeff dude.
Stanilis or something like that. Stanilis.
This is great, dude. Like, all the photos of him are blurry, out of focus, or indirect. Whoa, there we go, dude.
Hey.
Looks like the king just got a free buffet coupon. Elvis with a dolphin, too. There we go. With a chunky...
Did he have to name drop the dolphin?
Apparently. Return to...
Sender?
Return to Sender, thank you.
Jesus Christ. Oh, hey, no, Elvis. Yeah, these
did
guys...
I claim to know Elvis?
Yeah, I think you did.
No, I did not. I never
know.
Have. Dude.
You're judging people about their ability to know Elvis, so I'm assuming
you know Elvis.
I'm judging
people by the fact they like want to like do Elvis impersonations.
Well, I mean, if you're going to judge him, you got it. Have some background, you know.
You tell me something. You tell me something right now. If these people aren't so much going for to look like Elvis, rather than sound like him for parties, why are they all wearing pork chop sideburns?
Because they have your fashion sense.
Now, goddamn! What a double-edged sword I've been cast.
Yep.
There we go, Elvis in landscape.
Your phone just went off. Hey, by the way, let's find out who it is.
It's Matt Stitz.
Hey, you got a new phone.
Yeah, I did. Okay, this is like... Okay, that's going to have to be muted right now. All right.
When'd you get a new phone? Oh, no, don't put it near our headset.
Oh, shit, I just heard it.
Tick, tick, tick. Jesus Christ.
Fucking Nextel.
Hey, you are...
How does this shit pass, like, FCC, like, regulation by the thing?
Because everything has to be allowed to accept harmful interference. That's the catch.
God damn.
Hey, by the way, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. You can find us online, the official site, spankwagon.net. Don't forget, if you're listening out there at any of our syndicates, or you're listening to listen to us directly from LB Rocks or spankwagon.net, click on our cam and chat link. You know, that way you can chat with us and even take a look at Stan the Shitman once the cam gets turned on.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's cool. So you can see Stan the Shitman. We always want group participation. Definitely like that active participation.
I have like two new voicemail messages. Jesus, is this like...
Will you put the goddamn phone away?
Sorry, phone's ringing off the hook. It's like that Ice Cube song about how his pager keeps blowing up. I know, you're a little too white to know who Ice Cube is.
Oh, I'm far too white, I guess. By the way, if you want to get a hold of us and chat with us live, you can give us a call, 1-866-LVROCKS, or local Las Vegas people, 383-8120.
What the hell did you do to the camera?
I turned on a button. I just decided to fuck with that camera. It's in negative land.
It's Stan the Oh Shit, brother.
Something like that. Check out the cam for that. But we got a lot of good shit for you. Of course, it's a normal week, hence we don't know where Flying J is. But we have news, and we have stuff about smelly balls and dead celebrities. Maybe if Flying J gets in, we'll have Ghetto Haiku, and we'll definitely have Q20 tonight.
Oh, yeah.
For the next winner, which is this week's surprise for you to give out.
Ah, yes.
So we have that going on. So that's tonight's show in a nutshell. And if you want to listen into the archive, we don't blame you.
Please, by all means, listen to the archive.
But stick with the
soothing sounds of the Spankwagon archive.
Buffering. Down. Got some good music. I got some. Oh man, I went on a toy buying frenzy this past week.
Really?
Let me.
Toy how? Action Frank Dollar Cheeto.
No. Neither. No. I went out and with my bonus money at work and went out and bought one of those.
Wow. So you have an iPod...
I have an iPod Shuffle now.
Shuffle. I knew it wasn't replay. I knew it wasn't random.
No, this is random. Very random. Actually, I'm amazed.
Did you get the 99?
I got the 1 gig. I got the 1 gig. I went out, all 1 gig of it.
My, you are quite obviously shitting in tall weeds.
I am shitting in tall weeds. This thing is neat.
So how do you like it?
First off, let me just... Oh, I love it. And we'll actually demonstrate it here in a minute.
Now can you actually understand why I have an iPod?
Yes.
They're nice.
I totally get the addiction. Here, let me hold this up to the camera. I think we got that camera on.
Shit. Ah, there we go.
You know, I mean, God, I am just staticky today. That, I mean, is that even in camera?
Yeah, that's looking fine, actually.
That thing is, I mean, a pack of Trident could kick this thing's ass.
Yeah, actually.
In size and weight. Okay, it's teeny, it's little, it sounds great. Okay, now let me.
Is there even an LED on here?
Yes, let me show you how it works.
Okay.
And actually, let me give everybody a walkthrough. If you get one of these
things.
Or if you don't have one, go to apple.com and take a look at one.
Please, by all means, product placement whore.
Product placement whore. Warning. Product placement whore. First off, it's a regular memory sim, you know, so you can just plug it into your computer. And it actually works as just a memory stick on USB 1 or memory stick and updater and also charger on USB 2. Because USB 2.0 handles you know the power change and voltage and all that good
right.
So is someone out in the green room?
Someone is out in the green room.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Don't hang out in the green room. You can hang out in here. Yeah, I guess not. All right.
I have no idea who that was.
I don't either. I think it may have been the studio engineer.
I'm gonna go take a look.
No, it's studio engineer.
Oh,
if you want to hang
See,
out
I thought
here?
I was homeless guys.
They'll walk in. Or are you that scared?
Okay, so that's a good down point. Yeah.
Well, okay. So anyhow, yeah, the little thing here, I mean, like I said, it only weighs, God, it's like a bunch of quarters. I mean,
four quarters
in weight and smaller than a pack of Trident, memory stick, got the 1 gig. What you do is you flip the little switch in the back. You can either do straight through, you know, left to right, you know, like you upload your albums. There's your LED.
Ah, so
and then there's
the
a battery check LED.
Okay.
That when it's off or, you know, when it goes off, you could constantly check your battery. Only does... The battery does green, orange, red being really low.
orange being moderate and green being okay. But when you hit play, it'll actually just start playing. Now, if you know how you upload your songs, you're fine.
Right.
If you don't know how you upload your songs, you're fucked.
No, and because there's a randomizer feature.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a randomizer. And there's a randomizer when you're uploading it. I mean, the whole point is just to be random. You know, be surprised by what you own. People were looking at me like, well, why would you want to be surprised? I'm like, it's my music. I have it for a reason. If I don't like music,
exactly.
I don't keep it.
Because at that
everything
point,
I own, I want to hear.
Because, you know, part of the thing about like being like listening to the radio, one thing I can honestly tell you guys, sitting at home, listening to the show here, it's completely different to be to actually be in a DJ function like I am on my side here. And the reason being is it's like when you're listening to the radio, you know, it's like if someone's doing all the work for you. And being a DJ is not quite the easiest thing in the world. Granted, a DJ has less responsibility than I might, per se, because...
We have to keep talking for almost 2 hours.
Well, I'm saying that there's a program manager that's already...
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not like King Hesh after us who just, you know, dude, music.
Right.
Lame.
No, but what I'm saying is, you know, you have to take so much time into preparing your music and laying it out.
Right.
You don't have time to actually sit there and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that's why you'd actually use that randomizing feature.
Yeah, now, I mean, everybody's like, well, it has no display. You can't see what's going on. How do you know what the volume's at? Well, you can hear it first off. That's how I know what the volume's set at.
Right.
It's kind of obvious. But the sound that comes out of it is really, really good. Plus, I can go ahead and update and partition this in such a way where I can just store info. Like, I have a few files on here, actually, for you that you'll enjoy that I found last night. But I also have a ton of music on here. Kari in the chat room asked, but wouldn't you like to have a playlist? Well, yeah.
If you want to, you can build your playlist.
You can build your playlist and upload it, and you have a playlist. As a matter of fact,
the playlist works the exact same as you do instead of iTunes.
Unplug from yours.
What we're going to do is, Trench is going to demonstrate. He's going to play a couple songs off of his iPod Shuffle. And apparently we are listening to Autobahn by Kraftwerk.
Very good.
One of my favorite songs. I dig this tune.
This is off the shuffle, folks. This is off of this little itty-bitty teeny-weeny iPod.
The dragon is on the iPod.
The dragon is on the pod!
Good
pod.
Job.
Pod.
Good,
pod.
Good job of killing the game there, Chief.
Hey, that's why I stepped back from the mic!
But yeah, there you go. That is the iPod shuffle. And apparently you are giddy about having it.
Very giddy. Very giddy. I mean, I like this thing. It sounds great to me.
This sounds familiar. Is this like a theme song to a soap opera?
No. It's Kiri by Mr. Mister.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen this on soap opera demos. Obviously, someone has a shitty recording.
Yes, we do.
What you get for pirating music.
Well, you know. I blame Virtual One for teaching me that habit.
yes. Why? Because why bother with that pesky thing is responsibility, right? Yes.
So, yeah. I went out and I got that. And I got the little iPod. And I have been actually very happy with it. Very,
well, I'm
very
glad
happy
you have. And a lot of
I now understand. Ooh, should turn that one down first. I now totally understand the addiction.
Yeah.
I now totally understand how people can walk around with earbuds in all the damn time.
Right.
You know, because I was doing that yesterday. I left for lunch. Mm-hmm. And I was just going to walk across the street, and I put the music in, and, you know, here I'm walking with the beat of the music and everything sounding good, and I'm like, damn, I get it now.
Yeah.
I now understand what it must have been like back in, like, let's say the 80s when the Walkman came out.
Ooh.
And imagine that independence someone would have felt.
No longer were they stuck to simple, you know, a FM station.
AM, FM. I mean, you had the Walkman. You could walk and listen to your music. You know, you didn't have to have, you know, it wasn't like a car deck. I mean, I'm sure there was portable electronics before then, but something about the clarity and something about that feeling.
I had a very serious flashback to cassette tapes and having to go record, play on a CD player, stop the CD player, change discs.
I mean, that thing, I mean, and I got the 1 gig because, you know, I decided.
It's not going to be enough.
Yeah, it's never going to be enough. No, it isn't.
No.
I agree. But I'm not one to constantly take all my music with me. I'm one to, if I know I'm going to want to listen to this, I'll throw up some random stuff. And I'll throw up, like yesterday, I had all Nine Inch Nails. Last night, I actually used it. And that's files I have for you that will get copied onto your computer later.
Certainly.
I found the Neuromancer radio play for the BBC.
Okay.
So I decided, well, fuck. Downloaded them. Listened to part one last night. So I was laying in bed, earbuds in my ear, which do hurt after a while. But I was with the earbuds in my ear, and I was listening to a BBC broadcast radio play of Neuromancer.
I can tell you one thing right now for the earbuds. If it's not, number one, you have to wear them for a long-ass time so they'll actually, like, stretch your ears so they don't hurt anymore.
Yeah.
I can tell you that, number one. Number two, I believe it's Griffin Technology. They make a snap-on adapter for those little Apple earbuds.
To hook over your ears so you don't have to put them in?
Dude, no. So, number one, it fits easier inside, and it fucking just will rattle your brain with bass.
Cool, I'll have to check
that
out.
It has like a bass chamber in it. It's like a bypass box, or a bandpass box.
Itty bitty teeny weeny.
Literally, but it works good, they say.
Awesome. Now, one thing I will say, the iPod that I picked up was not cheap. It was about $120 after taxes and everything, but I also did something interesting. The guy at the counter goes, would you like the service plan? No, I know someone who can get me direct contact with Apple, yada, yada, yada. Okay, well, what we do, just so you know, even if you have the contact, we do a full replacement if something goes wrong in 2 years. I said, replacement? Well, we all know the batteries are, you know, nah. By the way, someone's trying to go ahead and hit cancel or just close the window.
Someone's trying to send us an MP3 of Carrie.
That's a trusted person. I don't know.
I don't know why we were going to get that. Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I should cancel that.
Anywho, as I was trying to say, what was I saying? So after I paid $180 total for everything.
$180.
God with
damn.
The service plan, because those batteries, those lithium ion batteries, are not going to last forever.
No, but you know, there's such a change in depreciation.
But if one of those batteries goes within 2 years, I just take that in and I get a new one. Now let's say,
who knows what technology will have in 2 years though?
That's my point. Who knows in 2 years that's not going to be a 5 gig, you know? And the thing that gets me, and I know I'm talking all giddy like about this, but my friend, good friend Ragman, used to always swear up and down that is where the technology is going to be.
What?
That technology for audio is not going to be MP3 players or in CDs. It was going to be flash-based.
Oh, yeah.
You know, flash-based memory.
He
was saying this, though, like 8-9 years ago.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing about it is, even with the hard drives, I mean, I've had everything from the bottom 15 up to the top 40 on second-gen iPods. Or actually, second- and third-gen iPods. No color screen. And I can tell you right now, when you have hard drives in there, dude, fuck, it pisses me off. Because what happens is, in order to keep you from damaging it by accidentally dropping it or impacting it hard, it's like literally a 1 second delay. If the thing is idle for 1 second, it'll lock the hard drive.
Interesting.
And what'll happen is, if you're trying to shuffle through songs and you pause to read something real quick and you hit forward again, 2 or 3 songs later, dude, it has to stop and spin up the hard drive and read again.
Yep.
So that is a pain in the ass. That's why flash is superior in that one. We just need to get flash technology. Number one, we need to come out with better technology so we can have those shovels like that with like multiple gigs.
With multiple gig, you know. I mean, a 1 gig costing, you know, $120. I mean, sure, it's also an audio player and everything, but, you know, the fact that the SIM chip in it is, you know, is not that cheap isn't going to help. So once that technology catches up to that, that's going to be great stuff.
Everything shall whoop ass.
Yes. So I, for one, you know, I mean, between that, 2 weeks ago or 2 weeks before that, I actually went out and purchased one of those cold heat soldering irons.
How'd that work?
It works very interestingly.
How so?
It uses 4 AA's.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does, it's like a mini arc welder. Now, once it makes a connection, what it is, the tip itself, when most people soldering tips, they know it as just like it goes to a point, like a pencil tip.
Right.
Well, what this soldering tip does, though, is it's shaved flat, okay, and it's forked. And what happens is when you push the tip onto, let's say, any metal, it then makes a connection, and then it starts a little mini arc process and heats up. So then what you do is, while you're heating up, then you could dab your solder, you let go, and it should all work. So far, all I've been able to do is successfully tin wiring. That's all.
That's it?
Not really any good soldering, because it has to touch those 2 points specifically. If it does not touch those that in just the right place, it doesn't even turn itself on. And they lie. They lie about the temperatures. Because what I've learned is, if you, let's say, are using it for heavy soldering, you know, it really is meant for quick and simple shit, because if you leave it on for a little too long,
right,
that tip does not cool down that fast.
So it's not like the guy shows on TV where you immediately just touch your finger with it.
No, unless you are literally doing that little of soldering. Done. If you're doing, it's going to get a little warmer. If you do a little more, it's going to get a little warmer. A little more, a little warmer, a little more, a little warmer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can literally heat that thing up like a normal soldering iron, and it'll be hot.
Interesting.
Just on the tip, not on the shaft or nowhere else.
So you prefer your traditional electric solder?
So far, yeah, I do. But I can now say that I have a cold heat, and let's say if you have the ability or an extra set of hands to hold two wires together, solder, and the gun, you could do it.
Ooh,
it's much better than like an old-fashioned propane soldering iron, you know, the one little propane tank.
What you're saying, though, is this is mostly for bench work. This wouldn't be...
This is very much for bench work or something that you can use both hands. In other words, the wire is there or the solder is already in place. And you just need to heat it up and dip a wire or just, you know, dip the solder onto the wire. Made a lot of solder boogers, and I think I went through like a whole half a coil of solder before I finally started getting the stuff figured out.
Interesting. I kind of...
I'm an okay soldering person.
I like my old-fashioned soldering iron, though.
Yeah, I mean, so do I.
I have a regular pencil and a big old fucking gun.
Gun, yeah. See, I just have a regular pencil, like 30-watt, that I've had for ages.
I've had that gun. I've tried to, like, solder shit onto aluminum. Didn't work.
Yeah, that's not going to work at all.
Click, click, like that right there.
Jesus. Turbocharged solder. Hey, by the way, you're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
And don't forget, you can join us by getting into our cam and chat or by giving us a call at
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Local 338120.
There you go. So,
or if you can find us, come down and take Flying J's place.
Yeah, really?
I have no idea where he's at. I'm very, very disappointed.
Eh, well, what can you do?
I weep.
Doesn't look like you're that disappointed.
No, I'm not disappointed. I have other stuff to be disappointed about,
shit.
But not that.
So, looking at the news and stuff, Robert Blake.
Robert Blake has finally had justice done and pronounced him innocent. I'm sorry. Forget what I just said. Trencher has to do the typical message. We can do some teletype sound effects for you. I'm sorry, did I just kill your news story?
Not really.
Yeah, you had this like total look of disappointment, like, oh, well,
yeah, you know, I mean, you cut to the chase, but jury acquitted tough guy actor Robert Blake of murder Wednesday in the shooting death of his wife 4 years ago. That was 4 fucking years ago?
I know, it doesn't seem like that long.
Doesn't seem like 4 years ago at all. The jersey, The jury also acquitted Blake on one charge of trying to get someone to kill his wife, but deadlocked on the second solicitation charge. The jury voted 11-1 in favor of acquittal, and the judge dismissed the count. The 71-year-old star of the 1970s detective drama Beretta dropped his head, trembled with emotion, and sobbed heavily as the verdict was read. He hugged his lawyer and almost later fell while reaching for a bottle of water. It's because he's fucking old.
There you go. That's more appropriate.
That is actually way more appropriate. Way more appropriate. Blake had faced life in prison. Prosecutors did not seek the death penalty. Blake was charged with shooting 44-year-old Bonnie Lee Bakley in their car outside the actor's favorite Italian restaurant on May 4th, 2001, less than 6 months after their marriage.
I've eaten there. The food is pretty good. I forget about it. Just kidding. I've never been there.
No eyewitnesses, blood, or DNA evidence linked Blake to the crime. The murder weapon found in a trash bin could not be traced to Blake. Eyewitnesses said the minuscule amounts of gunshot residue found on Blake's hands could have come from a different gun that he did carry for protection.
And he was out shooting earlier that day.
Yes,
at the shooting range.
Blakely had been married several... Blake Bakley, the chick, the dead one, had been married several times and had a record for, get this, mail fraud. And made a living out of scamming men out of money with nude pictures of herself and promises of sex. Okay, let me verify how this works.
Yeah.
Let me read this line again. Can I kill Nancy?
Go ahead.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
Okay. Blakely had been married several times, had a record for mail fraud, and made a living out of scamming men out of money with nude pictures of herself and promises of sex. Here's a picture of me nude! Oh, fuck! Take 20 and get out of my life! Is that how it sounds to you, too?
Yeah, that is pretty fucked up. It sounds
okay.
like it's supposed to be...
I mean, it sounds like it's a little backwards from what you would assume.
Pretty much.
He was tricked by Bonnie Lee, and he hated for it, prosecutor Shelley Samuels said in closing arguments. He got ticked by a small-time grifter. Dude, it's Hollywood fucking court, you know. Why not? You know?
It's great.
The police convicted Mr. Blake on the night of the murder, and then they conducted an incomplete investigation, said defense attorney Gerald Schwarzenbach.
God damn, dude. Short of a, I don't think you can get more Jewish than that.
Schwarzing.
No, he's not joking. He's pronouncing your name, sir.
Block.
God damn.
You should meet his brother, Heimlich.
Heimlich. Heim. Well, we'll have to dedicate a good song to whoever shot Robert Blake's whore wife. You know, it's times like this I wish we were on, like, terrestrial radio. Because can you imagine how many
people would actually call?
How many more people could offend?
Yeah, people actually have to find us for us to offend them. And
yeah,
it kind of
disappoints me.
We should do a listener drive, like a listener, you know, like something like the PBS does, you know, for their raising money. But we should do it to raise listeners. Because, like, our chat room is completely dead tonight.
Wow, that's a good idea.
We
could do like a Save the Youth Center type thing.
Save the wagon. Well, we're really not in trouble, but
well, I know, but like, you know.
What are you going to do, break dance on the ceiling?
I could probably do that.
Break into Electric Boogaloo.
Dork. Damn it, I had that. Ah, there we go, yeah.
Must cue up funny bit. Unreal.
That's right, dude. We, like, come out, dude, man. I get, like, a leather hat and stuff, man, and, like, some fingerless gloves and, like, one of those net shirts. And, like, some...
No, you do not wear a fucking net shirt.
And, like,
some... The fingerless gloves and the hat is plenty.
All right.
Normal clothes from there on.
All right, a wife beater and some leather parachute pants. And some Adidas.
Wait. Did you just say leather parachute pants?
Yeah, dude.
They did not make fucking...
Somebody can. Come on, guys. Get the word out. Right? And this would be like the montage right here.
You know what? My ass would...
That's right, dude. The Leatherman, leather fisherman's hat, dude.
Wait, so
that's all me, dude.
Leather fisherman's hat. But you see, I would have to armor all that leather, so you couldn't even fucking sit down. You would sit in a chair and just slice it right, you know, just gone.
The slicer. HB Alicky reference, folks.
Real cheap. Like three times made over cheap.
God damn.
I mean, if anybody... Well, we get to this some other time. I think we've talked about this on... Oh, God, we got a fan of this
Carney
song.
Carney likes this song. That's cool. I could break dance.
You can break a fucking hip. You can't break dance.
Give me some time, man. I'm sure I could do the helicopter.
Dude, if we had some cardboard, I'd throw it down. We get a webcam on you doing the helicopter right now.
Find me some cardboard.
If we had cardboard...
I don't want rug burns, man.
I would do that right now, right here. Maybe next week I'll bring in some cardboard just for that purpose.
You know what? We'll
record. Guarantee the cleanliness of that cardboard.
We'll record it and like put up as a movie file.
Claude breakdancing.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool, man.
Dork. All right.
Call me a dork.
But yeah, Robert Blake. So between Robert Blake, Michael Jackson court trial going on, the Scott Peterson court trial, they've decided he's going to die. They went for death.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Michael Jackson trial. A lot of stuff happened there. So, you know, apparently...
Is this live testimony? Or is this a bug? Oh, no, this is that e-recreation shit they've got going on.
Right,
yeah, this is that e-entertainment channel. does that recreation shit of like the Jackson trial off like of the transcript.
The True Hollywood Story, man.
It's like the last acting job that Michael Jackson impersonator is ever going to have.
You know, I actually finally found a use for this song. Wouldn't we call it a song, dude?
I wouldn't even call it a song. Is this one you stole from me?
Yeah. But I had this album once. Okay, I can't fucking...
It's worse. What's worse is that phone call on there. Oh, that drives me nuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like back when I used to have a reprogrammable CD player, I would actually program out those two tracks on just that CD. I mean, they were the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. But anyhow, yeah, I mean, that True Hollywood shit, I mean, okay, you know, what they're doing is they're making a mini mock-up courtroom. They have a Michael Jackson impersonator, and they have some older people with haircuts similar to the fucked-up haircuts that these lawyers have. Literally fucked-up haircuts.
God damn.
Like, skullet lawyers. And then, you know, the judge. It looks like a bad Saturday Night Live skit or a bad, like, Mad TV skit done worse. But it's real. It's all completely legitimate. It's like on E. I don't know what it's called. I think it's just called the Michael Jackson trial because they won't allow any cameras in there. Hell, they were trying to keep Jay Leno from telling jokes.
You know, yeah, I know.
I mean, it's a big fucking joke in all of itself, but... Hey, what can I do?
Yeah, there's like a... Yeah, Jay Leno's been pretty cruel with the jokes, too.
Good.
Yeah, he's been very...
Fucking cruel. Good. I mean, the bullshit that they try to do to keep him from telling a joke, he should have... You know, he should be able to do whatever he wants.
Oh, I know.
And say whatever he wants. I mean,
oh, yeah. I love how, you know, Michael Jackson referred to the kid's brother, Plan B.
Plan... What?
Plan B. Shit like that. It's
oh, that's cold.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool.
Michael Jackson's going to probably go to jail. I don't know. Do you think he'll go to jail?
You know, I don't think he could handle in that one night in jail.
I don't think he could handle
you know,
it either.
You know what his name would be after he got out of jail?
What's that?
Oh, no. He would be like, Billie Jean! You know, they're like, say Billie Jean for me. That's all jail would be for him. Shaboom, you know.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious, dude.
I'm just saying, you know. He's grabbing
Shamona.
The bar. Well, what's he going to do in jail? What kind of a jail can you send Michael Jackson to? It's not going to be like the hardest of hard security, you know? All you got to do is put up an electric fence surrounded by a kiddie pool, and I'm sure he's going to be just in the kiddie pool.
Ooh, the kiddie pool. That's
all you got to do, you know? Don't even dig a fucking mold. Put a kiddie pool around Michael Jackson. He'll be happy.
That's right, dude. That's what the Michael Jackson's future
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, that's wow. I didn't realize your computer could foretell the future like this.
Yeah.
That's
my
amazing.
Computer's pretty fucking smart,
your
dude.
Computer is like the fucking magic eight ball of computers. Like, can I shake it and turn it upside down and see what happens?
No.
Why? It's not an Etch sketch, is it?
No, it's not, and nor is it a Woolly Willy.
Anyhow.
Try that shit on my thing.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I mean, between that, Peterson, and, you know, I'm just saying, man, it's amazing all these fucking, you know, trial of the century every 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious, though, man.
You know, now we have baseball. Baseball's going under.
Oh, yeah, baseball's going to be
because,
on trial.
Because of the whole fucking steroids. And, of course, you know, you have one group that says, well, you know, we used it. And this is Jose Canseco writing his little book. Everybody used it. Everybody. It was great. We all went out. We had a party. We just popped each other with steroids and then went to go lift weights. Yeah, okay. But, you know, and then he writes a book about it.
It is Los Angeles, you know.
Yeah. So anyhow, I mean, and you have this going on. Come on in.
Wow, look who it is.
Wow.
He made it.
40 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome now to the show, the one, the only, the Fantasmico Flying J.
Wouldn't that be El Fantissimo? Fantissimo?
Something like that, yeah.
El Fantistico! Your mic's hot. Your mic's hot.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's Hello. Up, Jay? Wow, that's a good fucking killer. Hey, how's it going? Say something funny. Say something funny. Be funny.
Funny.
As in ha ha.
Funny ha ha.
Make me laugh, bitch.
She was just a boy. He was just a boy. She was done that to her.
She was just a boy.
God damn. Speaking of Michael Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, really. We're just talking about that. We were talking about Robert Blake and Thomas Peterson and Michael Jackson. We're talking about the baseball trials. All these fucking major goddamn trials, you know. It's baseball with their steroid allegations and
Mark McGuire looked great, didn't he?
Mark McGuire looked like a goddamn moron. He didn't dab dumb. Did I tell you 32? 30? Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Sosa, and Sosa has his interpreter. They ask questions such as, Mr. Sosa, we feel that the testing for steroids in baseball is a very necessary thing. We also feel that if you balance the national deficit using 0.3 cent tax on every condom sold, that not only would it reduce teenage pregnancy, but it would also alleviate your hemorrhoids. Sosa's interpreter interprets it. He answers, I like watching CNN.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you get out of him.
Well, dude, you know what, man? He's in baseball, dude. He's a sports guy. He's got a career, dude.
Cinco.
There's Cinco. Reasons to I use steroids. I guess we could kind of forgive him.
Yeah, Gus the Kicking Mule, you yell Ocho.
Ocho. Wow, the contender.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know. They're sportsmen. They're competing for competitive things.
Competing for competitive things? We're competing for more competitions!
Right.
The fuck? Don't talk about sports if you don't watch any.
Fine.
Thank you.
I love sports.
And we know you do. You have pine tar in your asshole.
Only because I want it there. You never know.
Claude's
you
like,
never
what?
Know.
I don't need to know that.
Lumber is a tough thing to push.
Well, depends on if you're backing him up or not.
That's true.
Anywho, so with the steroids in baseball, you know, I mean, we're seeing the hockey fucking breakdown for the year. You know, all this shit go on.
Well, see, I don't care
What's
about
next?
Hockey.
Well, a lot of people do.
I know.
I mean, a lot of people do, but the point is, sports can't keep their shit together. Athletes can't keep their shit together. Kobe Bryant, you know, and you know, all that bullshit. I mean, what's going on? I don't know. Maybe it's just because we have too much information going on.
No, I think it's because we're in an overindulgent society that tends to pay people far more money than it's worth for something that they supposedly love, and they take it for granted, and owners take it for granted, and then in the end they end up colliding, and voila, we have pandemonium, I guess.
That's true. I can understand that.
You know, you give guys like Kobe Bryant, who came just out of high school, instead of going to college, you give him a lot of money. You put him up and make him very successful at such a young age. And then all of a sudden, you know, when he drops off the deep end, people are like, I don't know what happened. You know. So.
Well, yeah, that's like what happened with Tyson, too. You know, he never got a chance
to grow
up.
By the way, this past weekend, we were down on the strip because I had the in-laws in town. And Pete Rose was signing autographs downtown. Down on
I thought
trip.
He died.
No, not Pete Rose.
I thought Pete Rose died.
No.
No.
Who the hell was I thinking? Oh, Marge shot. Never mind.
Marge shot.
You got the right city, at least. I'll give you that much credit. For someone who doesn't follow sports, I'll give you that much credit.
He just remembers the racist one, not the gambling.
Well, you know, how can anybody else? I Marge shot. And shut the fuck up, you spick. I like me the black boys for the batting practice.
They've got large nostrils that they can take the heat. No, that was who said that? Another black coach said that.
Yeah, actually. Another black coach. I want to say it was college basketball.
That's something that they were designed. No, it's for baseball. They're designed to go out there and take the heat better than
take
Caucasians.
The heat better than Caucasians. I remember that. There was the other coach that said, well, black people are, you know, meant to do sports. They're meant to be outside and doing jobs that require labor.
Yeah, hey.
So someone else has said that shit. So.
Mbutu, go throw the spear. Okay, can you throw a football? Yeah. Right.
He just speared it with a football!
Anywho.
We're looking at stuff going on here. Yeah,
I had my first cigar last night. That was interesting.
Your first cigar?
Yeah.
First ever cigar.
First ever cigar. Well,
how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 27.
You just had your first cigar at the age of 27.
How old are you?
Yes.
28.
You ever had cigars before?
No.
Well, you know,
we're not all addicts like you with the beer, the cigars, and the cognac. And
well, you know, here's the thing. You know, they said this is a $30 stogie, okay?
$30?
They lit it, puffed on it, and said, here you go. And what am I supposed to say? Okay, should I turn down a $30 stogie? I don't smoke. You know, just put it out. Or, hey, fuck it, I'm half drunk already.
Give it to someone who can smoke it. Give it to someone who wants to smoke it, you know?
No. See, that...
Next thing you know, Flying J will be walking in here with like a pipe.
No, somebody was kind enough to drop $30
fucking
on me.
Fucking maple rum tobacco.
Yeah, but somebody was kind enough to drop $30 on me for a damn cigar. Okay, I should at least oblige them by enjoying it.
Are you sure it was a cigar?
It was a cigar.
Wait a minute. Someone walks up and says, hey, man, you got to try this shit, man. It's some good shit. You're going to oblige them? Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, okay, look, no, somebody handed me contraband. That's a little bit different, okay? Here, do this line.
I'm just saying.
What?
Do this line. It costs $30.
Yeah, well, no, that's a little bit different.
I mean, the line costs $30. The cigar costs $30. Why not?
I can still pass a piss test after a cigar, okay?
I'm just saying.
That's your only reason, not because it's wrong.
Do you plan on taking a piss test soon?
Do you think it's wrong?
To do drugs?
No.
You don't think it's wrong to do drugs?
If you do it in the privacy of your own home, I don't give a shit what you do. But
haven't you seen those truth commercials?
But the minute
didn't Nancy Reagan teach you anything?
Yeah, she told me that say no. I said no.
You need to read more Dear Abby, man.
Dear Abby, Schmabby.
You just read Dear Abby for the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Abby Hot? Yeah.
Blue hair, yeah.
Oh.
Sexy.
Oh, come here, Ann Landers. We'll do a double.
Let's bust a train on Ann Landers, great.
You
say Bukkake.
Aw, damn it. I don't have it loaded.
What's that?
Bukkake. I didn't load Bukkake. I haven't had a chance to play it. I haven't had a reason to play it.
Damn.
Hey, by the way, we're going to let everybody know right now. Give us a call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. LVROCKS.
Rhymes with Cox.
LV Rock, so that way you guys can go ahead and get ready for Q20. By the way, this week it is open to everybody.
Everyone can participate.
You know, so thank you. So yeah, everybody can participate, except I think the last winner was Diggs. Diggs is the only one
yes.
that can't participate. So Q20 is open. We'll be waiting for you to go ahead and give us a call. The call number is 1-866-LV-ROCKS if you're outside of Vegas. If you're local to Las Vegas, it's area code 702, if you need that, 383-8120. Anyone and everyone is eligible to play. So,
indeed they are. So call in now.
Play with us, please.
Just saying. So we just...
Steal our fun sticks.
you've been...
I've been lonely, okay? Okay, fine. I've been lonely.
You've been something, dude. I don't know what, though.
Flying J's been lonely, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my hell. I am so tired of this fucking song. They play in rotation every three songs on the damn local station out here. Somebody shoot me. Oh, Rapture, take me now.
Well, we'll do a stall story here if you want to believe this one.
Hold on. I'm loading the pistol.
You're a Foley expert. You're not a Foley... Yeah, forget it.
Fine. Let's play something more your speed.
Hey, the Lonely Bull!
I... Okay.
You're Irish and Mexican, dude, so fess up.
You really think that I'm the bastard son of an Irish and Mexican first? Great. Yeah, I can handle this.
All right, okay.
Orale, Connors! Welcome to Las Vegas Borrachos! That's 925 Borracho Avenue! We're coming to you live, everybody! We're playing the Lonely Bull for you! Today, we're going to be covering gardening tips. How to get into the country illegally using the backseat of a Volkswagen Beetle!
Isn't that uncomfortable?
It can be, but it can be very fun! Do you like pina coladas? Okay.
But I was born here.
Oh, he said the magic word, though.
What was that?
Yes. That's me. I got my ad in the paper. I love making love at midnight, too.
You just want to make love to anything right
yes,
now.
Dry humping. I'm like Sally. At least bring a towel. You want to do drugs? You guys want to get high? Y'all want to get high? Y'all want a pina colada?
From now on, this is your theme song. Every time you come in late, I'm going to play this.
Yeah.
Oh,
get caught
shit.
In the ring.
Uh-huh. I'll save that okay, shit.
Dude, he's freaking the chair.
Yes.
Did you, have you not seen that?
Dude, I just watched a Jodeci video.
Ooh,
yeah.
Hey, you know, speaking of musicians, here's another one. Little Kim.
Oh. Well,
Little Kim is now going to go to prison.
Is she
for
really?
For a couple counts of perjury and a couple counts of conspiracy because they did find out that, yes, the bitch done lied.
Damn.
So Little Kim is going to fucking prison.
Why the fuck ain't my wife in jail?
You know, because I guess she's not part of, what's the mafia? What was it called? The junior mafia,
oh,
you know?
Oh, right. Oh, yes, okay.
So.
Little Kim has to.
By the way, we're waiting for you guys to call in to play the game.
Q20.
Your time is running out, you know, so call us in. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120. Hey, this is open to anybody. If you're in our syndicate down in Florida, you know, planetradio.us, call in.
Or say you're up in Saskatoon, Canada.
Call in. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. We're
and
here for you.
If you're just feeling sexy, you want to feel sexy with us. So,
who wants to come up front and get sexy with the captain?
Right.
Yeah, I saw that episode, too.
Oh, that was a total Matt Stitz laugh right there.
Yeah, well,
what happened? It just came out. Oh,
I have music for every word you say, Brad. Don't rub your nipples. No.
What the
fuck?
That
went away.
Yeah, that goes far.
That went away.
That goes far, far
well,
away.
Know, speaking of, you know, Rod Stewart, you know, I respect him because he is like a pillar of angst. I like heard him on like some other show.
You respect Rod
Stewart? Pillar of angst?
Come a front!
Rod Stewart. No, no, listen.
How is that? Play that damn song.
No, no,
tell me how that song is angstful.
And
then please load up some Nine Inch Nails or something right after
it. It's a quote, guys. Listen, the quote is, all right, because his perspective on marriage was he would never get married again if he wanted to feel like
he
was.
Who is he married? Christie Brinkley?
Rachel Hunter.
Yeah, that's one I remember.
But he said if I wanted to feel like I was married again, I would just find a bitch that I hate. And buy her a house.
Okay, hold on. Let's hear angst. Everybody, this is Justin's idea of angst.
No, he's angry. Listen to him.
Wow.
That's a bitter motherfucker right there.
This is a bitter motherfucker.
Touch my body, you stinking whore. Touch it.
All the disco music. He's
I am every woman's fucking dream and nightmare at the same time, you douchebags.
You know, listening to this,
I don't think I've ever picked up on that track.
Yeah. I gotta say, you're right.
It's subliminal. Play it backwards.
Listening to this, yeah, you are correct, Flying J. This makes Trent Reznor look like a pussy.
Yeah, totally.
Fucking Tool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Maynard and Tool is a fucking, you know, he's just a poser compared to Rod fucking Stewart.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
fucking,
telling you,
man. Goddamn, dude.
It's downright prolific.
So maybe I was wrong, dude. Maybe Maggie May should have been the most depressing song at this rate.
Right.
Fuck. It's really funny.
By the way, where is the fuck are you guys? Come on, call in 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Q20, you can win a Claude prize.
Yeah, I'm doing the prize this week.
Maybe that's why no one's calling in.
God, you know.
I'm just saying.
Fine, you made me do it. Oops.
What, angst? You made me do angst?
Damn it, stop. I'm trying to be calm here.
We're going to have to do the theme song. Better.
I
give this one loop. After that, we're playing the chicken dance.
This is Rod.
What?
Roddy. Speaking for the Price is Right.
No, speaking for Q20, you dumb shit.
Sorry.
Isn't even Rod Roddy dead?
Yes, he is.
And did they bury him with one of his aluminum foil jackets?
I don't know, but they replaced him with a brother.
With a brother? Like, hey, man, I'm taking the shit.
You know why? You know why? They didn't have to buy a whole new fucking wardrobe.
Motherfuckers, welcome to the Price is Right.
Black guys will wear some of the ugliest fucking suits. compared to some white guys. That is a very mean statement, and I will stick by that one. You go to a,
and what do you have to back that shit up?
Go to
our Christmas party.
Go to our okay. We love him. He's a great guy, Lawrence Gaskin. We've played his music, right? Okay, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
brother has some shoes, 2-tone snakeskin. I'm like fucking calling in Steve Irwin on the fucking at the fucking office. I'm like, crikey!
At least he did bust out the Gators, man. Shit, man.
Oh
you
my
know
God.
He's arrived, man.
You know,
the Gators
but,
in the fucking
but look at that. Okay,
farm.
No, go to the fucking mall or go to a fucking store that has like a you know one of those more
Jacoby's.
Okay.
Yeah.
But go to one of those stores that has like the blue suits or the purple. What the fuck are you playing?
Because no one's calling in for Q20.
Come on, Q20 callers.
Maybe they don't realize it's time. So
we're waiting
trying
for
to
you.
Give you fucking fries. Give you motherfuckers fries. But you ain't caught our motherfucking ass back.
I can dance to that.
Yeah.
No, but look, you know, if you go to those stores, you see these purple suits and these red suits. Fucking Bible Boy went to one of those stores. I mean, that's why he fucking had that suit that had, like, alligator down the hemline.
Okay, oh. Bible Boy is this guy we met, like, Jesus.
Three years ago?
4 years ago, man. This guy, Jesus, man, he had suits made of, like, tweed and roadkill.
Yeah, I mean, you swear to God. I mean, but you got to look at that style. It's that fucking style.
Okay, why do you call him Bible Boy?
Oh, God, he tried to thump Bibles at work, and then he tries to get in this argument with me.
He pisses Trench off, goes, well, I don't get this.
We know that's never a fun thing to really
do. I don't get it. If we come from monkeys, how come monkeys ain't people, too?
No. So I'm like, dude, haven't you learned anything? It's multiple trees. Unlike your family fucking tree, which is a telephone pole.
He's one of the deeply religious that takes a very irrational approach. You know, at least my deeply religious side, I can kind of control.
It's true.
You know.
By the way, we're still waiting for people to give a call. We only got 7 minutes left for this to play Q20, spankwagon.net. Don't forget, you can also join our chat room because, you know, we're going to do the whole Mad Props thing and Dead Celebrity thing here in a little bit after our break. Anywho, but am I right or am I wrong with the suits and how someone, you know...
No, I totally agree. I mean, you know, when you have to wear...
You see a white guy in a blue suit, like fucking electric blue suit.
I would wear that shit.
Wow.
I would go out and I would wear
that. Okay, okay. No. That's a perfect example, though. You see a black guy in that same suit, you see him in that same suit, all right? Who are you going to laugh at?
Yeah, the white guy.
You're gonna laugh at the white guy.
And why is that?
I don't know.
It's not a style that looks good on white people.
I think you should wear one of them Irish, you know, bolo hats and you know, suit bowler, with the pockets. Yeah, bowler hats. Yeah, and just
bolo.
Yeah, I don't know bolo. Yeah, you take it off and like cut somebody's legs off. You know,
I will trap you with my hat.
Thank you. I'm now Irish odd job.
Yeah. Irish jungle odd job. So we got the come on. Where are my colors? 1-866 LB Rocks 3381 20 Q20.
I heard a great version of Ben Folds' "Bitches Ain't Shit" the other day.
Never heard that.
It's fucking awesome. He's like singing it. Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and chicks. Love it.
Because we have the other one. We have the gin and juice one. That we always.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Akari says, he's rocking his triple black suit with red tie. Well, that's something a white guy can wear because it's black. White people can only wear understated colors.
Bullshit, man.
When it comes to suits.
I could go... Now the
no,
the
you
is,
think you could. You
I
think
know
you
I could.
Could,
dude.
No, you...
I could wear purple and make that shit look good.
No, you could. You can't make a goddamn trench coat look good.
What about pink?
No, man. Can do pink.
Why? Because it's
brothers
a whole...
Do
maybe
pink.
Like,
yeah, brothers
whole,
do pink.
Maybe
yeah,
like
brothers,
salmon.
It's the whole Kanye West thing, man.
I could do salmon.
Salmon?
I could do salmon.
Salmon is pink.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
It's pink.
Salmon
yeah.
is
it's
pink.
Pink.
I could do that shit, man.
I could do... You know,
he
just...
Could
so,
flamingo.
No, you know
like,
what, though? You know
like
what, though?
Miami
he, just had
to,
make a masculinity, you know, charger. He's like, I'm wearing pink. I'm wearing salmon.
That's right.
I will not wear pink. I will wear salmon.
And I will
salmon
be with
is a
woman.
Salmon
I will be
is
with a woman that smells of salmon.
Oh. Ooh, no, that's tuna.
Whatever.
Why do you smell like chicken casserole?
Would you like some lox with your shirt?
But I'm yeah, you're right. You're right. If he would have put on a pink, he's like, I can wear salmon and look good. No, you can't.
I could, man.
To who?
I could
other
wear
than
fucking.
You.
I could. I could wear lime and make lime look good.
Other than you, who would think you look good?
Anybody saw me, dude.
Any?
You just haven't seen me in lime, dude. I could wear lime. What's your opinion on that?
I haven't seen you outside of five basic shirts.
Lime.
Lime. Lime is a doable color if done with the right trimmings.
Well, but you,
the right, you know, the right accessories. Rocks trimmings.
Irish theme, you know?
Now he's a trimmings. Now he's a fucking turkey.
All right. I could do purple.
I don't think you could do purple.
I could do purple.
What shade of purple? What? Wait, no. What shade?
No. No.
I love you. Feel my burns. No.
Hey, look at my fucking purple shirt. You know, come on, man. Purple? Come on, dude.
I could do it, man. I could pull it off.
Only people at 24-hour fitness that work there wear purple, okay? I mean, let's be real here.
Dude. Prince? People who deal poker wear purple.
Prince? Come on. You know, come on. No.
I'm not saying I'm
purple. Oh, yeah, he's not going to wear ruffles. Are you going to wear ruffles?
I wouldn't wear
purple, will you wear ruffles?
No, if I wear ruffles, I won't look like Prince, dude. I look like fucking Meatloaf. No.
He'll come and okay, go. Let's go crazy.
For love!
But he won't wear purple.
But he won't wear pink.
Yeah, right. He won't wear pink. That's right. Salmon, close enough.
I wear salmon. No. Deep purple can be done. Deep purple. Yeah. No. Deep color purple, yeah. I could see Claude doing a deep purple, maybe. But anything light.
I couldn't rock purple. I couldn't do it.
Anything lighter? Anything like in light purple? No. Fucking lime green? No. Yellow?
I can do lime.
You know, anything with...
Yellow, hell yes.
Anything with... Hell no!
Not yellow.
You will be that fucking patch of yellow snow.
No, he could do yellow. He could do yellow.
You can see him in yellow? I can't see him in yellow.
Yeah, I look like Cedric the Entertainer.
Dude,
it'll
look
negative,
like...
He'll look like the middle light at an intersection.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's going to be a piss stain.
Hey, me slow down, guys. Come on.
Whoa!
Back up. I'm wearing yellow.
Fuck that. If he wears yellow, I'm going to walk behind him with a black spray can and make caution stripes. What you doing? Just some deodorant, man. Making you look good. You look great. Go, man.
Bumblebee, huh?
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee to the...
I could do it, man. I could wear some exotic-ass colors and make it
look... Wait. I know you can. And I have definite proof I know you couldn't do it.
So. Leopard skin.
You'd have to go out and buy it, and you don't do that. You don't go out and buy yourself anything more than the shirt.
Do I hear a challenge?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, you hear a challenge.
Fine, I'll go get a suit, man.
Go get yourself. I have a suit. I have a sports. Can't wear my sports coat, but I got a suit.
I ran all my suits. The only suits that I have are my old Air Force.
I gotta go get real. Well, I'm so fat now.
Yeah, I can't fit in it anymore. My shoulders don't even fit in it anymore. So that's how sad I am.
What do you mean? Your shoulder too small?
They're too big, huh?
No. You actually grew up. Wow.
I know.
I want to see you go get fitted for a suit.
Fine.
You better carry about $300 because, you know, I mean, you're
And
not
I'll make that shit electric blue, too.
Yeah, you got the look.
All right. Yeah. All right. What color tie?
If I was going to...
Wait. Chat room. What color tie should he wear? And this is... come on. Anybody but Akari.
I'm serious. Don't make me look like fucking Daffy Duck with the screwball.
Akari's been talking a lot. Anybody else in the chat room, what color tie should he wear? You know, if he's going to do an electric blue suit. You know, we can figure out the shirt by the tie. So we'll be cool with his shirt.
Sorry.
But I'm just saying, yeah, that's a challenge. How long do you want to wait to do this?
I don't know, man.
How long do you want to stall? How long do you want to be lazy for to not accomplish this?
Okay, look, I love to go boxing. Or go to watch the fights. Okay? All
right.
Yeah, you like to get your ass kicked, we know.
No. You get a big pimp suit. I'll go get a big pimp suit, and we'll get closest to the ringside as we possibly can.
No, because you know what? Then you go to the fucking costume shop and you get that purple pimp suit that everybody has.
No, I'll fucking bust out with the zoot suit with the extra long rim hat.
Zoot suits are down the road. I know exactly where that shit is.
It's
down on Charleston. Yes, I know exactly where that shit is.
Do you want to dress up, man, like fucking big pimp style and go to like a boxing fight like Mandalay Bay?
Yeah, or Mandalay Bay, you're going to drop like a grand to get ringside.
No, he's talking more like Jerry's Nugget.
Yeah, or the Orleans. Come on, man. Shit.
Let's bring it down a notch, you know, where fights
Take
cost
easy. We're going to be paying for the suits, okay? That's made from zoot.
What animal is zoot?
I don't know.
Hey, by the way, everybody's out of time. No. There is no fucking...
Comes from me
no late. Fucking Q20 this
you're
week.
You're lost, pig fuckers.
You're fucking lost. You had a chance to win some shit in Q20... But you fucked it up.
And I was going to give out a good prize tonight, too.
He was going to do a legitimate prize and not just Big Lots. By the way, have you mailed that?
No, I have not yet. I don't have an address.
So anyhow, what we're going to do, we'll get a hold of that later on. All right, what we're going to do is I'm in charge of the music this week.
Trencher is going to do the selection. He's going to bounce you guys back because I fucking killed everyone last week.
Yeah, so I got to do some crazy
Maybe
shit.
That's what happened. Y'all committed suicide.
Yeah, y'all killed yourself.
Yeah, everybody's dead. That's why I'm going to fucking...
Ah, yes. Bokura says he would go with purple with blue. yellow if I want to look like an Easter egg.
What are we going to do? We got to do shoes, too. Because you can't wear fucking combat boots when you're wearing a suit. You have to actually get some wingtips or something.
Wingtips, man.
We'll let him wear purple or dark purple with
red.
Red purple. Make him look like Galactus.
There you go. Get the big thing sticking out of his head.
Hey, then we could
dress
him
like
a skull.
I am Claw, devourer of planet-sized buffets.
Yeah, you know, then we could dress up like his heralds. You know, I got dibs on a surfer. You could.
You just
like,
want to wear aluminum foil. You want to wrap your shit up in aluminum foil.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck
you could be like Fire Lord, man. We
oh, great. I got to light my fucking head on fire.
Okay, you could be Nova. You want to be a bitch?
Oh, I got to be the bitch. Why do I always have to be the bitch?
Because.
You get to dress up in fucking aluminum
because
foil.
Because I'm all man, goddammit.
You're all man. I'm all man.
If we both went to prison right now, I'd be the butch, you'd be the bitch.
Oh, fuck. If we went to prison, tattoo tits on your back, okay? That's all I'm saying. All right, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm Trencher.
I am Claude Balls.
And I'm Flying J.
We'll be back in a little bit after this wonderful 80s new wave something or another mix I've put together.
Mon lit à bouffer ça, non, non, buvant, prends mon whisky. Quant à moi, un peu dormi, vie débris. Mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Wouhou! En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une douloute est venue chez moi. Poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un indien dans son igloo. De divan, et me dit en passant. Ouh, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. It's not today.
breaking glass in the underpass. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Your thigh. Quick.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Does he look like a bitch?
Listen up, you motherfucker!
Take my shirt, I love you!
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Hey, we're back from that break. Hopefully everybody liked the music.
Oh, yes, it was quite pleasurable.
What?
It was swell.
You didn't even listen to shit. You were on your cell phone. You're like, hi, I missed your businessman. I'm so important. I got a cell phone.
Well, you know, I have to put on that front, you know.
I can't believe it. No one called into Q20. They, you know, we got to make sure that, you know, people understand. This is your game, folks. Call in and play. Damn. All right, where are we at? What are we covering?
Well, I'm sorry. I was just going through a news update for one of my stories I posted in the wagon.
Oh, okay. So you got that. We'll deal with it in a little bit. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Actually, let me cue up some shit here. Everybody. Damn. Yeah, see, little red light means bad.
Little red light means bad. We don't get a prize?
No,
you
don't
mean bad?
Try that shit again.
Turn his mic back on.
Fuck you, man.
Why are you trying to, like... Dude, you have something against black people.
Yeah.
He ain't black.
You're trying to silence him.
Oh, Jesus.
You're trying to
silence... I guess I'm trying to silence...
You try to silence my black rage. Honky, honky ass, honky.
Great. I just
cracker
got...
ass, cracker.
I got
word.
Honky, honky
word.
Ass, honky. It's like as if I walked out in the middle of the street in a car. Honky, honky.
I mean, Claude over here, he's Irish. Blacks of the UK.
Yeah, dude. I got soul.
Right. Okay, moving on. We got a couple songs here actually sent to us by a listener, and, you know, everybody, well, you don't know, but everybody knows Kilroy from the What I Wish I Did Know show, which we used to play the segments of, also The Argument, a show that he's producing and putting out now. Actually, I think it's more of a podcast or something you download, but anyhow, he sent some music. I haven't really had a chance to listen to this yet. I've had it for a while, but I just never have had a chance to listen to it. I'm being lazy in that case, I guess. But I wanted to go ahead and play it just to say we played it on here. This is from his group, Skatered.
Play that shit. Play it.
I want to say Skatered or something like that.
Play it, dude. Play it.
Play it. Oh, God.
Play it! Oh, yeah. Play it.
How much naughty is like. Yes.
I think we're alone now.
Yeah, really, that's what I thought. So, yeah, this is Kilroy McFadden.
Puts the lotion on its skin.
Or it gets the hose again.
See, this is light compared to Rod Stewart.
This is light compared to Rod Stewart.
No angst here. I could play this at church.
Yeah, I think I feel a spirit all up in me, too.
Holy Ghost time!
All people suck it. There's no way around it. Don't
worry about it.
He got a spirit out of it.
Speaking in tongues.
Shut up and listen to this. You know, I kind of like the music, but I don't know about the lead singer.
I kind of dig this. It's not bad.
I mean, you know.
All right, let's see. Let me.
It's like the garage recordings of Candlebox.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty good. By the way, the chat room says you are Equincy Ocha.
Here's this other one. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
It's like Green Day.
No, fuck you, man.
Okay, now we're on to a weenie tip.
I hear Green Day in that. I hear Green Day in the music. I mean, I hear Green Day in the instrumentation.
I like the fuck you part of it.
Fuck you.
And now the follow up to fuck you. Motherfuck you. Martin knows all about being a motherfucker.
I am a motherfucker.
You are a white devil.
Apparently. All right. So that's Gilroy. That's Gilroy. Gilroy's pretty good. I don't know. I mean, I think he's trying a little too hard with the vocals. I really do.
I like the first one better. That was more natural.
I think he sounds like a very well-adjusted young individual.
I think we're going to...
Actually, no. Do you have your the video on the computer?
What?
People, they say...
Put the lotion on the skin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got the video? You got the video real quick? Okay. Let's try that.
Let me see if I have that somewhere. Yeah, here we go.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Let me know whenever you're ready.
Just, you start playing yours.
Okay, so it loads up here. It's QuickTime's a motherfucker tonight.
Oh, okay.
See? That's the theme.
Motherfucker.
Hey, where's Jay and Silent Bob? Motherfuck, fuck. Motherfuck.
Oh. Motherfuck, motherfuck, fuck, fuck, fuck. All right, there's yours.
That's mine.
There's yours. Pause yours. Okay, here's ours.
It is happier.
A little peppier. Pausing mine.
Something snappy.
Yeah.
Very Jim Morrison-esque there. The Lizard King lives, man.
And that's where it's different.
That's kind of the same. It's like the same guy, like only now he's on the bill. This is like a couple steps below Happiness Pie.
I like sandwiches. I eat them with paste.
I kind of like the song, though. I do like it. It's
fascinating. Well, it's very angry, and, you know...
Well, if you guys like it, I'll go ahead and put it up on the wagon, or I'll actually put up a link to where you can download him, because I think he actually...
Well, it is. It's like college radio, but, like, only with a degree.
So it's graduate college radio.
Undergrad.
No, undergrad's radio. Before any degree.
Yeah, post-grad. Man.
So that'd be graduate.
Obviously, you didn't go to college.
No. Huh. I'm not going to get caught up in the white man system.
Oh, me Jesus. Either. Oh, fuck.
I'll sell them drugs, though. Want to get high?
Crackheads. All right, I think we need to go ahead and do some mad props.
Mad props.
God, you were like not on the ball.
I was waiting for you. I didn't realize what you clicked because I can't see a damn chat room. Oh, put away my tech news article. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time in Spankwagon where we acknowledge you, our faithful listener, for being here and listening to us, to our little... What the fuck are you kids doing? Doing our little show.
Science Equestria.
First, I want to say a big thank you to... Diggs!
Mad Props!
Mad Props.
Yeah, we're not going to start peeking out. No, no, not at all.
Fine, fine. I'll back off.
Just a little.
All right.
Let's give Mad Props to Ikari!
Mad Props!
Mad Props.
Let's give Mad Props to... Toe!
Mad Props!
Mad Props.
Virtual One!
Mad Props!
Mad Props.
Mad Props to Vocarus.
Mad Props.
Mad Props.
There's everybody's mad props for this week. We appreciate everybody in the chat room.
We hope you're mad.
If,
hey, proper.
If you want your props, get your asses in there next week.
Spank I wagon. Like a prop hanging out of my ass, too.
You so like battery-powered props hanging out of your ass.
Watch the clicker licker pop.
So I could go swimming.
Give it back now. Give it, thank you.
Lake Mead's never seen.
You know what? You know what? I realized this clicker is yellow. This is what, you know, Claude would look like, you know, in a yellow suit.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, here, hold on. We gotta draw on the sideburns. Give me a profile. Oh, thanks.
All right.
Magic marker, bro. What is that? Is that magic marker?
No, it's actually a permanent marker.
All right, here's the other side.
Well, you got a little bit. Okay. So let's see. Is there going to be an even?
Gosh, I didn't know I had a pack of Franks on the back of my head here. Jeez.
There you go.
Let me see.
You look good, man.
Yeah, that actually works.
It does, man.
Oh, God. Here I was trying to prove a point against him. It's like, oh, yeah, it's great. You look like this.
Yeah.
Anywho. What did the bookers click, 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 click? Oh. His own clicker licker. Anywho, so we do nothing to talk about
click
now?
To the lick. No, I have plenty of stuff to talk about.
Why don't
about.
You go ahead and take some stuff?
Okay, well, it was a close call. We almost had one more dead celebrity of the week to add on today. As everybody knows, if you've been to the site lately, if you've not, then you obviously have not been paying attention, and you will not get mad props. But anyhow, apparently yesterday...
Too late.
Yes. Yesterday at 3 p.m., John DeLorean suffered a...
Your
very,
hero.
Yes. Not a good year to be my hero, apparently.
No, it hasn't, because almost a month to the day...
Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson, you know, blew his brains out, so...
Uh-huh. But no, this was not suicide, of course. This was just John DeLorean. He had a debilitating stroke. As a result as well, and this happened yesterday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, it turns out that... they had to go and perform emergency neurosurgery on the man.
They had to open up his head.
Yeah.
All that cocaine.
Go ahead
and
because he had...
Huh? Don't say that shit. Okay.
Here we go. This is just not what we needed
cocaine,
for today.
Trust me, dude. You say that to a bunch of DeLoreanos, you will get your ass beat down.
You know, and I'd gladly take one for the team.
That's
you
because you love taking it for the team.
Hey, well, you know, I'm a
You're
team
like,
player.
Hey, guys, I'm only in here overnight for DUI. I'll take one for the team.
Fabulous. Cocaine.
You know what, dude? You will get your ass beat down by DeLorean owners. You say that
don't
shit.
Hate me
okay, well, what happens
don't
with DeLorean?
Don't because I'm right, okay?
Anyhow.
Who says you're right?
I am right.
You're not right.
I'm right.
You know, I have seen...
You are wrong.
I have seen everything that this man has had to offer about, like, the history of John Z. DeLorean, including three toilet paper samples allegedly from his New Jersey residence.
Well, I watch CNN, goddammit.
Oh, yes.
CNN lies to you. All news fucking lies to you.
Yeah, you're on the no-spin zone,
damn,
aren't you there,
right.
Fucking
yeah,
O'Reilly?
I thought you were Republican.
I am Republican.
So what are you watching CNN, you
He's
commie?
Republican. That means he accepts the lie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
want
to see what
and
the other lying about.
Mm, lies and falafel. Film at 11.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, yesterday at 3 p.m., he had a debilitating stroke. He was not expected to live through the night, even after his neurosurgery.
So he basically has a stroke. They open him up, try to relieve pressure on the brain.
Right. So him and Dick Clark playing pinochle somewhere? Or?
They don't know. At this time, John DeLorean, he is alive.
How old is John DeLorean right now?
80 years old.
Man, Holy fuck.
Fuck, he lived a long life, man. Shit.
It's time to go.
Yeah.
Why do neurosurgery? I know this is like one of
right,
your...
Right.
One of your people that you look up to and respect. You drive his fucking car, obviously. You want one of his other cars, the GT. And namesake, at least. But,
at least.
You know, but the thing is, 80 years old. We've had this argument before. When is it time to say, you know what? Fuck it!
Well, if you want to know the truth, this is not a case of, like, someone who was old and crippled or anything like that. Matter of fact, he was actually slated to schedule an interview with someone from Auto Week magazine. He's still a very, very active guy when it comes to... his life, literally.
Okay.
He's fought battles all these years and things, legal battles. Health has deteriorated a bit in the past.
Well, I'm sure a lot of it's stress related.
Last year he had to go through a double bypass open heart surgery.
Well, who's
going to
go first, Pope or DeLorean there?
Well, at this point, though, the Pope...
Neither one of them will die.
Yeah, I mean, DeLorean obviously isn't dead. They did the neurosurgery at least accomplish what it was going after?
They don't know.
Okay. Mm. So we don't even know this guy. This guy, he could have just died.
He could be brain dead at this time, yes. They do
now,
not know.
Wait a minute. What about that other lady down in Florida?
Yeah.
I mean, brain dead with the feeding
tube. There's a difference.
They pulled her, too.
There is a difference.
What's the difference?
There's a difference right now. He is unconscious at this time. However, he is breathing on his own, things like that.
Yeah, so is Shivo.
But she had to have a feeding tube.
Yeah, a feeding tube, but she was able to breathe on her own. She was she wasn't on any kind of life support other than the fact that she was just too screwed up that she couldn't take a fork and stick it in her mouth.
Well, you know why she got into that? I mean, we'll get to your story. You know why she got in that predicament?
Why?
She was a purger. She had fucking bulimia.
And she was on Fen-Phen.
So she gave Fen-Phen, bulimia, and she actually, another situation, she gave herself a stroke and a heart attack.
She was overdosing her body on ephedrine.
So you should just, like, give up and pull the plug on her.
But,
well,
okay, you're saying, what's different about John Zedalorian?
They don't know his current state yet. They do not know.
Pull the plug.
They don't know if he'll make a recovery
off
of this.
There's no plug to pull, obviously.
There's no plug to pull on him at this point.
White light.
They don't know if he's going to survive or if he's fully brain dead. It's way too early to tell.
Do they have like anything in place for like a do not resuscitate or anything on him?
Yes, he is under a do not resuscitate order. So if anything further happens, they are to simply go ahead and let him go. Those were his actual wishes.
You know, and that's respectful. I mean, anybody who, you know, that's awesome because you know that when it's your time and you're willing to accept it. Aside from who was it that had that surgery? You know, well, the Pope has that surgery. What was it we were talking about on the show a couple months ago? Someone had a major fucking surgery and they died anyway. It's like, well, why? Why go to all that fucking hassle with the surgery? Why do that to yourself?
Because if there's a percentage or a chance that a person could live.
But you're 90.
Well, yeah, okay. If you're 90.
You should be dead.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, if you feel like you should be.
Average lifespan. Average American lifespan right now is what? 80, 85, 75?
Something like that.
Yeah,
you know, so we'll go really general, 75 to 85. You've lived your life. There's no more that you can contribute to society at 90.
You know,
well,
hold on.
That is. I'm going to completely.
What, new bridge routines?
I'm going to completely challenge that.
Please.
Right there. Because a lot of times history repeats itself, and there's actually an old story about that. I'm trying. It's like something from has to do with like Chinese like tales and stuff like that. It's a folk story about like some guy hated old people and demanded them all be killed and things like that. And turned out that there was one old guy who was spared because his grandson couldn't bother to kill him, so they hid him away in a cave. And it turned out when the kingdom was under threat, you know, they of falling apart somehow, you know, that he had like the
is this real
wisdom of his grandfather. It's not real. It's a fucking story, dude. It's like a parable.
Okay, so you're using grim fairy tales to, you know, you.
The point being is,
well, golly, professor, thank you. You know,
on,
shall we go
on
in the Wayback Machine for this one?
Okay, now what I'm trying to say to this right here is this. If you are alive and you're doing well and healthy, which DeLorean was, he was not a fucking cripple. He's not on a hover.
No, but he's not.
No, but I really think when you get to a certain age, you really decide when you're going to check out after a while.
No, how can you? If you're like, God forbid.
Because you've never been there. You never had to fucking take care.
And you have?
No, fuck you. I'm going to tell you this shit right now.
Uh-oh.
You never had to fucking take care of a parent after a stroke. And
no.
I'm not saying this to attack you or to fucking gain any kind of fucking.
Just say it. Just say it. We're cool, all right?
Okay. I'm gonna lay it off like
right
this.
Right on. Okay. Right. Lay it out.
I'm going to lay it out like this.
Just so you're cool, too. Get the fucking pissed.
Flying J is absolutely right. A person will come to a point in their life when they decide, dude, you know, it's all over. At that point, when their mental well-being goes, that's when their body follows, and all of a sudden they just go straight down.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that. But
married,
wait a minute.
Wait. A married couple, they've been married for like 60 years or whatever. One of the spouses dies, and then like a month or a year later, they die with it.
Of a broken heart.
Not so much a broken heart, but it's just... You know,
there's not. They believe that there's nothing left for them. Now, what you're saying is, at that point, 80 years old, what's the fucking point? If they want to live, then you know what? You got to do what they can. My dad made a very good recovery after a stroke. Now, according to, if we can finish this up, another report that has come out, although not official yet, from sources close to DeLorean's family there, is that he's been transferred to an undisclosed rehabilitation center, and he's doing well.
Okay.
That
so
means
he's
that
at
he
Neverland
must...
Ranch.
No, and you know what? I'm
Shut
not...
Fuck up.
I'm,
Come on, let me give you a full body massage.
Leave me alone, Michael.
Fucking
I'm
John DeLorean. Okay, wait.
For you.
Shut the fuck up.
John DeLorean's chin could knock out Michael Jackson any day of the
you
week.
You will fucking get run over by a DMC-12 tonight,
is
man.
Is he Irish?
DeLorean?
Yeah.
I mean, no, he's
heavily invested in Ireland. Now listen, My point isn't that, you know...
Take your lucky charms. Sorry, there, boy. Sorry.
Oh, they'll be under my wheels. You'll be finding them later.
Ka-thunk, ka-thunk. My point
is... What was that, me putting in reverse and find it again, you bastard?
My point is that when you get to be 80 or 90, you know, why are you holding on? I mean, 80 or 90, what do you have to contribute to society? How old was your father? How old was your father when he had...
He keeps holding on. So.
When he had a stroke, how old was your father?
When he had a stroke? Probably about 67.
He still had a lot he could contribute.
And he passed away 2 years later.
He still had a lot he could contribute at 60. You know, 67, 70. When you get up to as close as 90 as some of these people are, yeah, it's time to go.
Not necessarily.
Why?
Not necessarily.
I guess I look at it differently. I look at what you contribute. Now, I know there's family and there's grieving and stuff like that, but...
If you don't want to die, you don't want to die. I mean,
and that's fear of death. You know what? That's fact. That's a matter of fact of no.
You have a fear of fucking death yourself.
I absolutely have a fear of death, and I can attribute it exactly to one thing. I have no faith. I don't know what comes on the other side.
Why is it a fear of death?
Shitless
of that. Why is it just a fucking will to live? Why has it got to be a fear of death? You know. Why?
No one knows what's going on the other side.
Who gives a fuck? That's the chance you take.
That's the why there's a fear of death. Well, the reason there's a fear of death is because no one knows what's going on the other side.
I do.
It doesn't matter what you believe, what you
don't
believe.
And you have faith, which is something I don't have, which is why I fear death.
Wow,
why do you have to fucking fear death?
Why do you gotta fear death?
And why do you...
Did I have to say this one more goddamn time?
Don't fear the Reaper.
I fear death because I don't have faith in the afterlife at this point. Now, if I start having faith, yeah, my fear of death will probably quite literally vanish.
Are we gonna start crying and give ourselves a group hug here?
Go fucking hug that camcorder.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. There we go.
Wrong song.
Damn
you're gonna put me back to hell? Listen, my point is...
Fear the Reaper.
You've lived your life. You've had a beautiful family, or hopefully a beautiful family.
Right.
You've lived life. You've experienced things that you know you can experience. You get to be 90. You know you can't get out and experience shit.
We have a caller.
Caller!
I mean, you know you can't get out in spirit shit. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
This is God.
Great, God. Now God's calling us from a payphone.
You may believe in me.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
There's your sign.
Wow, I now believe in God. You hung up on God. Thank you, God.
God
has called. I now believe in God because God called
us at the studio times. Believe in him because he believes in you.
So, I mean, there you go.
I'm telling you right now, dude. You're looking at it as if, well, my purpose in life is over and things like that.
Yes, I'm looking at it very matter of fact.
No, because you'll be fertilized.
See, and that's the thing. That is the biggest contradiction you just had. I have no faith, but I believe I have a purpose in life. And once my purpose is up, it's time for me to go.
Yeah, what is that?
Okay, look. First off, the purpose of life is to live it. Okay, pure and simple.
Right.
Live it every day as if it's your last, yada, yada, yada. Okay. You go out and you do things that, you know, complete goals.
Laura.
Family and health and friends. You do these things that complete these goals in life. What are those goals for? For me, it's just to make me feel good, really, in all honesty. I don't do shit for any, you know, selfish motive.
And for me, it's to stay black and die. You know?
You're not even black to begin with.
How do you know? I'm black on the inside.
He's got some soul.
He's dead on the inside. He's black on the inside.
No, what I'm telling you is this
right here. My thing is, though, is I go out and I am the way I am because, you know, I know it's the right thing to do. And my sense of morality is there and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I fear death because I don't have faith in what's going to happen after. I mean, there's a big difference between how you live your life now.
Why would you
and
fear?
How
and why do you fear living more than dying at this point,
I don't
too?
Fear living.
Well, I mean,
I love
living. You think if you're going to get to be 90 years old, it's time for you to just cash it in.
I think so,
simply
yes.
Because you're 90. Not because...
What more would I have to contribute? If I have successfully reached and obtained goals that I have set for myself, my family, my kids...
I don't know. That's the thing.
If there's no afterlife, what the...
Why
fuck
am I... Why do you guys...
No, wait, stop. We're not going in the afterlife just yet. We're just talking
why
about
why do you guys
day.
Feel I'm wrong for thinking
coming.
Like this?
I think you're absolutely wrong because you...
Why can't I have my own belief? Why
because
must
you
I
do
have
not
your
value
belief?
Life.
Obviously, I do if I live it and I appreciate it.
And he brought another one in this year.
I'm not going out being suicidal. I obviously appreciate life. I brought life in.
And you don't... Okay, so you tell me something right now. You don't think... You don't think that maybe starving yourself to death or giving up just simply the will to live isn't equated to suicide?
I could see your point there. I really can see your point that, you know, giving up the will to live is a sort of a way of suicide. I can totally see your point. But I am contradicting myself in the respect that, you know what, I do fear death, but I realize that once my time is here, it's here. And maybe that's my point. Forget putting the age to it, okay?
Okay.
Once my time is here, it's here. But I'm going to fear that time coming.
Oh, well, I don't fear death, man. And the
but
thing about it...
But that's because you have faith in what could happen after.
Faith in what? What do I have faith in? I've never been to church.
You don't have to go to church.
You're talking to the guy that once wanted to get himself ordained so I could get a tax
you
break.
You don't have to go to church to have faith.
I'm still fucked up over that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that is...
And you yelled at me.
I did yell at you.
What did you say to me? You remember that? Because I remember it clear as a day. You said, why can't you just go out and get fucking saved?
Yeah, why not?
You know,
not?
Here's my thing, okay? First off, you have faith. It's not necessarily an organized religion, but you have faith that there's something there.
Faith in what? I don't know.
You don't know, but that's what part of faith is. Faith is not knowing. Faith is just trusting.
I don't
trusting.
Have faith in anything.
Faith is trusting. And you
trusting
do trust.
What? Trusting
I'm
what?
Fucking angry faith right
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ. The faith... Okay.
Hey, George,
the only thing I trust
any
is a life
Bible
cycle.
Thumpers, call in and help me.
Well, you hung up on faith, God.
Faith. I know.
You God, help God. Me, God. Call back, God. I'm sure Jesus has a redial. Don't fucking feed him shit
yeah,
to play.
Yeah.
Anyhow, my point is, faith is just that. Faith is, you know, you have faith and, you know, leap of faith and so
I've
on and so forth.
I've got a stripper named Faith.
Oh, Jesus.
She was great.
I don't have that song. I have The God That Failed by Metallica, though.
Okay, well. You were
God
looking
failed
by,
to,
what were you
God
looking
failed to reach.
Wait, were you looking for Faith by George Michael?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm
surprised
was.
You guys don't have the other Faith, the cover done by
Limp Bizkit.
Because you don't have faith! You know. Look, all I'm saying is there comes a certain point in your life when you reach that point. You'll know. It doesn't have to be 90.
Oh, I agree.
Hell, for us, it could be 130. We don't know.
I'm going to live forever, guys. Just
you know, but there's that point where you realize that
I'm going to get really personal right here. And I'm probably going to get really...
Like we haven't been getting personal all
No, no. Flying J, 3 weeks ago, you wanted to kill yourself.
Maybe. Maybe I did. You're probably right. Okay, fine. Fine, yes, okay. I want
okay.
to end it all, goddamn.
You want to end it all because you saw no reason to go on and live.
Well, not enough reason.
Not
okay.
enough reason. And then all of a sudden, perhaps you saw that there was a reason to go ahead and do it, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so you're telling me right now that you don't think that maybe you should just simply go, hey, you know what, take death out of my hands. The responsibility will be fate's, not
you're,
mine.
You're taking what I'm saying and you're twisting it. You really are
I'm
fucking
not twisting
twist-
at all.
Yes, you are. Okay, you're twisting it horribly. My point is only that when you accept the fact that, you know, or when you get to the point where you realize there is nothing I contribute. Now, when you're young, okay, that's one story. You know, that is suicide. That is, you know, that's one thing.
When you're young, dude, you can't see the end of the tunnel.
You can't. But when you're at that goddamn end of the tunnel.
But how do you know it's the end of the tunnel?
When you're 103...
How do you know that something's some fucking...
Only thing you've got going for you is Willard Scott once a year going, hey, congratulations to Claude Balls. He reached a really plateau age of 100 and oh my
okay.
God.
But that's a goal to live,
hey,
even if it's vanity.
How old is Hugh Hefner?
Okay, but that's a goal to...
How old is Hugh Hefner?
I don't know.
I'm sure he's knocking
he's old,
on 90 right now. I mean...
Yeah, he's got to be old.
No, he's probably in his 70s or 80s.
But that's different. He's different. That's him. You can't use Hugh Hefner, for example, of Claude.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Claude's the Hugh Hefner of Las Vegas. What are you talking about? Okay, that's not entirely true.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My point, though, is the fact that you can't... Everybody has their own time, their own... Wait. Hunter S. Thompson killed himself. Why?
Because he's in fucking pain.
Because Hunter S. Thompson believed that it's his time to go. That it was all.
So it's okay for him to believe this?
It's time for me to
It's out. Okay for him to believe this, but me, I have to be the fucking castrate.
I don't think it was right for
ostracized
Hunter S.
Ostracized one?
God damn, we're killing the gain on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we are.
You are. No, I don't. I honestly do not believe that Hunter S. Thompson. I mean, I can understand seppuku. I can understand going, hey, you know what, dude?
Seppuku.
I want to go ahead and kill myself. Okay, yes, you
laughed. You had to bring up seppuku. That dumb, stupid-ass website that kid put up, man.
RealUltimatePower.net,
wow.
Yes. Now, what I want to tell you is this right now. Hunter S. Thompson, yeah, he killed himself right there because he believed it was all over. I don't look down on the act of him taking his own life.
Okay.
I think that, you know what, dude? He probably could have said a whole lot more shit to help a lot of people.
He probably could have, but he felt that he didn't have it left in him.
That's true.
He had his medical issues that were taking up a lot of his time and attention and energy.
And of course, the state of the world.
By the way, Kari posts up, Hefner was born on April 9th, 1926.
So he's the same age as DeLorean
he's
about.
He's working on 80 then, yeah.
Yeah, he's working on 80.
But what I'm going to say to you is this right here, and I understand what you're saying with Thompson, and I'm not trying to twist words. Thompson believed it was time to go, so Thompson went ahead and said, you know what, I'm going to check out, and he did it.
Yeah.
Why didn't he say
however,
Dr. Gonzo with
however, what I'm going to say to you is this right here. When you get to become 90 years old, and of course that is an if, because who knows what could happen after the show tonight, let alone in the remainder of your life, the next 60 years. I'm just going to say this to you right now. When you become 90, and this age that you specified that maybe it's possibly time to think about cashing chips in.
Okay,
evaluate it then.
Can I also point out one thing that everybody has been missing since we started this argument?
Okay,
a point.
If I'm 90 and I'm in a hospital and I've had a stroke and I'm in the situation that John Z. DeLorean is in, then maybe, just maybe, it's not worth going on. Much like he feels with the do not resuscitate, but they've still felt necessary to do the surgery to try to save him.
Yes. Now, the thing about it is we don't...
So, again, let me... So, my point is... God is. Calls up on my phone. My point is, though, it's all about what happens. I'm not saying at 90 I'm going to be like, oh, I'm too old, bang. I'm saying 90, I'm sick, do not resuscitate, I've lived my life. Don't try to do a surgery to save my heart if it skips three beats and suddenly shuts down and starts back up again. Let it happen. Let me go.
True.
And that's what I've been saying, but no one has been able to listen to me.
True. And I can see what you're saying right there. All I'm saying, though, is wait until you get to that point right there.
And it could be totally different, and everything changes, because as far as I'm concerned, people are capricious. You know, in other
now
words...
I'm going to ask you something right now.
Hold on. Go ahead. People change. What happens today may change a reflection on what's going to happen tomorrow. What happens next week could change it all over again.
Right.
And that's just part of being human.
That's true. Now, excluding that right there, and just going by how you feel about yourself, your life, and your family right now, at this very moment, let's say you get to be that old, and they can go ahead and they have some sort of fucking gene therapy that'll put you back into a growth mode, and you could live another 100 years. Would you take them up on it?
My lack of faith and fear of dying, yes, I would.
Okay.
So I probably would, because of my fear of dying at this time. I can't tell you what could happen down the road.
Understandable.
You know, but at this time in my life, if I had a chance to live another 100 years and experience another 100 years, yeah, I think I would. You know, I may not continue
it
further.
Going.
We never know. I may not continue it further out.
I said that since the
Yeah, that's what I'm saying from this point in my life.
Dude, Hammurabi, I'm sure, had people going, oh, into times.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, yeah, I probably would. Now, would I want true immortality? No. I'd get bored. I'd get tired of seeing everyone around me die.
Yeah.
You know, I would look at my life and go, oh, man, I remember 200 years ago, me and Claude had a radio show.
Yeah.
Boy, now I'm, you know, doing this job. Boy, where am I? Boy, whatever happened to him? I wonder how, you know, there's such psychological issues that go on. I mean, you think about what happened to this person and their person's family and so on and so forth. So, mm-hmm. Anywho.
I can tell you right now.
We're out of time.
Oh, we are. Are we? Holy shit, we are. We're getting really close.
So, why don't you cue up the finale music? Everybody in the car in the chat room, I was listening. I just wasn't comprehending. Well, hopefully that made sense.
Well, you did make some sense right there. Although this is a really, it really is a good debate.
I'll take you
But
out
it's just so damn open-ended for
no,
us.
No, you're not.
No, I'm talking about...
No, I don't want to go that way.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to stay as long as I want to stay as long as I fucking can. Personally,
did you hear about that guy that hired a hitman to kill him, and
then he botched and left him for dead.
What the hell was
really
that?
Dead. That was someone who just has a poor grasp on life. Pure
I guess
and simple.
So.
Trying to think of what's a good song for everybody here to end on.
Come on, find a good song, because
I know
Flying J's babbling.
You know what? Let's go ahead. Let's do some easy listening or bail dig.
Alrighty, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Balls.
And I'm the somewhat complicated Flying J.
Like that one.
That's
you've been
good.
Listening, yeah, it's really good. You've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online. Our home is spankwagon.net. Want to say a few thank yous before we close the show out. Want to say a big thank you to LVRocks.com for letting us yell into their microphones and fart in their chairs. Want to say a big thank you to Radio306.com for syndication. Also PlanetRadio.us for syndication. Don't forget to check out friend sites such as ArsAnime.com, VFTP.net, and Subject2Discussion, that's in the number 2.com. You can, if you don't catch us live, you can always catch us in the archive. Also in the archive is Subject2Discussion with Sean O'Mac. Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls.
And I'm Flying J.
And we will be back next week, same time, same IP address, same URL and all that jazz. Till next week,
Spank Wagon Radio wishes you a goodbye.
Stay black. I'm going to go to the next one.